On Thursday, May 14th, a few dozen Southern Humboldt residents made their way to the Mateel Center in Redway for a meeting concerning the proposed Southern Humboldt Business Improvement District, also known by the acronym BID or BID. The meeting was hosted by a steering committee that is behind the proposed district. The conversations were sometimes heated and often lively. What is clear is that many Southern Humboldt residents are highly confused and concerned by the steering committee's plans and their perceived lack of knowledge over how such a district might operate in reality. The committee is proposing a 75-cent fee on every $100 of taxable sales within the Business Improvement District, which had confusingly been listed as gross sales in a previous press release. Much of the meeting focused on how the tax would be implemented and which businesses it would directly impact. Businesses would be responsible for collecting the fee from customers and submitting it to the county. We've collected some highlights to share with you on this broadcast. The audio of the full two-hour meeting is also available on our Facebook page and through streaming platforms. We'll start with committee member Trent Sanders introducing himself and some of the basic goals of the Business Improvement District and the steering committee.
Yeah, I'm Trent Sanders. I'm a third generation Southern Humboldt resident, and I care about the community. We're all doing this as volunteers for free. We don't get paid. There's no nefarious dark money group behind this. It's just four or five locals that maybe lived here for generations that want to see a better community. The weed economy collapsed. That's not coming back. Incorporation's not going to happen. You have to have a police department, city council. That's millions and millions, and that's kind of a long-term fantasy. This is a kind of a shortcut to having the ability, like Laura said, to grab funds. So we don't, Garberville, Redway, Bembo can't get a grant. We can't get, there's no money. All the money that we generate through property taxes and any other way goes to the general fund of the county, and they spend it however they see fit. We have no control. This is the first time Southern Humboldt will have some control of its own money within the boundaries of the district drawn. And not only do we get to collect the money and use it for beautification of Garville, street cleaning, we get to, you know, get the grants. I mean, there's millions and millions of dollars of grants available if you have an entity that can actually get the grant.
Immediately, audience members were unimpressed with the proposal, with one audience member expressing concerns over the proposed district's budget and vague proposals.
Oh, sure. Under destination development, it's, again, more very vague word, like, oh, we're going to have banners, and, you know, but you don't spend $400,000 on signs and banners. I know signs are expensive, but they're not that expensive. And so I think that people, if it's really going to come out of their bottom line, they need to know, even about the landscaping, they didn't even say we're going to do landscaping. It said we're going to have landscaping incentives and initiatives. Well, what does that mean? You know, the wording is very flowery. And I think that people need some very concrete things because they don't have any extra money.
Another Southern Humboldt resident expressed concern over how funds might be allocated.
My question is, who is actually going to determine how all of our money is spent? Is this a group where we will actually have as a community the ability to participate in, or will this be a board members only participation for decision making? This is going to be really hard on my company. I don't know if I'm going to make it. And so I want to know that once this happens, I have a seat at the table. Otherwise, why am I paying into this if I don't have a seat at the table?
An audience member also pointed out that Southern Humboldt already has many organizations that promote tourism for the region.
I just want to say one thing. I think it's not true when Trent is saying that there's nobody else we're getting money for developing business. And we have a Chamber of Commerce. We have the Southern Humboldt Visitors Bureau. I just saw in an article about the bed tax that the Chamber got $130,000 worth of bed tax in 1 year. I looked at their financials. I mean, they seem fine.
The committee and audience members then argued over which businesses would be impacted and how the proposed fee would be imposed. A member of the audience also pointed out language in the proposal that could be potentially punitive if a business is part of the proposed district and does not pay its fee on taxable sales.
Okay, everything in my business is a taxable item, as opposed to a chiropractor or a restaurant where their stuff isn't taxable. So how does that equal out?
You would have to put a 0.075% assessment on your items that are taxable and then pay that in. But
okay, so the question related to the previous question about changing some of that segment. So there is a statement in there saying that somehow if your amount due is today, you will get penalized by 10% with the first 30 days. And that's big concerning for the businesses struggling already to meet their responsibilities.
The committee defended the punitive language by stating it was a standard contract that could be amended in the future. The committee also explained that the fee would likely be a standard line item on receipts and that such a proposal could help bring in grant money to the region for projects such as beautification.
Who enforces that? Does the county or do we?
So it would have to be wrote into the bylaws. It is a standard statement. The contract that you are reading is not the bylaws that will govern this if it should pass. So when Civitas made up that management district plan, they put that in there because it could happen. It could come in the bylaws, but it is not, none of that management plan, when it goes to the Board of Supervisors and if it gets passed by the Board of Supervisors, there'll be a lot of, because really right now it's nothing. And so there is no bylaws, there's no nothing, there's a steering committee.
It's a tax on stuff that's taxable. And it's an assessment on your register. So you put it, so if you're putting, it's not a sales tax, it's an assessment, and you don't pay it, the business doesn't pay it out of their pocket. It goes on the line out of your register. So if you're charging $100, you're gonna charge sales tax, it's gonna be on there, and then below that will be the 75 cents for the district tax.
Grants are very dependent on, they are very specific. So if you identify that you wanna beautify your town, you can apply for a grant like that. I will reference to Rio Del. You drive through Rio Del and it's beautiful. That was grant money that their city applied for. They received that funding for that beautification process.
Close to the end of the meeting, a local business owner expressed concern over the additional burdens of the fee.
You guys should understand a little bit more what businesses are dealing with.
We understand it is
hard for businesses just to stay afloat.
This is why we're doing this district, because the locals aren't eating out. There isn't very much money in the local economy, and if we can market and advertise and form a district that can attract cars off the freeway and tourism, it brings people in to the restaurants and stores to buy more stuff. If you have 14, we have a world-class destination that's world famous that we're not really capitalizing very well on, the Redwoods. There's millions of cars driving by. They're not stopping and spending the money because we're not telling them to stop and spend the money.
The proposed Southern Humboldt Business Improvement District has a deadline of October 1st to file their petition with the county. Citizens interested in getting in touch with the committee can email them at sohumbid, spelled S-O-H-U-M-B-I-D, @gmail.com. Again, that's sohumbid@gmail.com. If you would like to listen to the entire meeting, it has been reposted to our Facebook page. We apologize to those who had issues hearing our live video feed of this event. A big thank you to Lisa Music for providing our audio of the meeting. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.